This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Brea. I was like, what? When J.J. Brea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation, Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute, Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat, Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season. Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. On Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, live from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where your dream can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, go CSB.com.
I was working on that. I was trying to make it a little bit different today. I'm sorry.
The timing was off, I guess.
No, I was going to do it by myself and then go into it, but okay, it's all good. Anyway, welcome to the show today. I am... And, of course, joining me today in the studio, as every week, B3 Exponent. Man, a few words. All right. And also in the studio with us again for the next segment is Mr. 315. I got your mic on now, I promise.
I love this because we got the 30 for 30 coming up on Ric Flair.
I can't wait for that. November 7th.
Yep.
We will talk more about that.
Long way away, but damn.
Absolutely, man. But it's going to be that's going to be one of the best ones to ever see.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see that.
Absolutely. And also, we got Smoochie is in the house with us today. Welcome to the show again, Dave, man. How you doing?
Man, thank y'all for having me. How's everybody doing, man?
Living, I guess.
That's right. Can't wait. You know, I'm going to have to show you something for WWE 2K18 that's coming out. They're coming with John Cena edition.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
That guy.
It's that guy.
I want a longer WWE segment on the show, too.
We can talk at WWE whenever you want.
Okay.
We'll have to figure out when we do it.
Well, it usually comes up just out of the blue, and then we kind of go off on it.
You know, maybe we might work into one of the segments every week. We'll figure out some WWE segment, like a superstar athlete that did something stupid.
I have questions. I want some opinions from you guys. I've been watching this week. I'm like, what's going on?
Sure, man. Okay.
And you're always welcome to call in WWE show as well. So we'll definitely do that, though. We got a great show today. We're going to preview, in case you can't tell. I'm wearing a Ravens jersey today. This is the only time I wear a different team's jersey. Usually it's somebody that's retired. This is the only Ravens jersey I have, so I had to wear that today. But first, let's go into Lance or LeVar. Are they like LeVar or Lance?
Hey, let me tell you this right now. I have the utmost confidence in what my boy is doing. I'm going to tell you right now, he better than Steph Curry to me. Here, put Steph Curry on UCLA's team right now and put my boy on Golden State and watch what happens.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you doubled down on it right there.
I doubled down on it again. And like I said, if I don't know what my boy is about, I'm not going to make that statement. Steph going to have problems trying to guard my boy. And let's see, play one-on-one. I think all three of my boys will be in an all-star game one day. On the fact that they didn't all of a sudden get good. They've been from babies being better and better and better. And when they get to that top level, they're just going to turn it up even more.
What?
It's going to probably be like Michael Jordan coming back to play in the NBA or something like that. Or somebody coming out of retirement and playing. I know the atmosphere is going to be crazy.
Say what?
All right, let's get into it. Lance or LeVar? Dan Gilbert says Pacers could have done better in Paul George trade. Another one.
Yeah,
you not, honestly, they. I don't think. I don't know how much better they could have done.
There's
not.
There's nothing really, really off base off that one. If I had to, Lance.
Okay.
I'm a Lance it for the simple fact is just that's what it is. But man, worry about Cleveland.
Exactly. That's real. Worry about what you're doing in Cleveland right now.
Worry about Cleveland?
Yeah, man, because they got a lot to worry about there.
Yeah, it's
a mess, man.
Colin Cowherd said that Kyrie needs to see a doctor because he has the number one pick syndrome.
If Kyrie was a bust,
But that
was a LeVar.
That's LeVar. LeVar.
I say LeVar.
What is Colin talking about?
I guess he's got that ego where – you know, he demands this and that, but
I think Kyrie put his ego to the side for 3 years. I think personally,
it's really one of those things, man. Like, you know, LeBron does this, no one says anything. He left the team twice, high and dry. No one says anything. He was nailed to the cross, you know, Cleveland. Miami really didn't care. Kyrie hasn't even left yet. He says, look, I want to be my own man.
And you know who he's been talking to? You know who his mentor is?
Kobe.
Kobe kind of put this in his head like, hey, man, you got to be your own man. At some point, not knocking LeBron, but at some point, you got to do
it. Just think that Kyrie, I think LeBron, I think people are finally seeing LeBron for who he is.
Somebody else said that, too.
Who said that? I'm not going to say the devil, but boy, he is close.
He is not the easiest person to play along with.
Well, the thing, I wanted to ask you about that too, but he controls everything, and you can tell he's controlling everything. He's been controlling it for 10 plus years now.
Right.
And, you know, somebody compared him the other day, said that him and Jordan weren't the easiest people to play with. Well, I got an argument with that. He's not Jordan because people wanted to come play with LeBron.
Right.
No one came to play with Jordan, really, except for Rodman and Kukoc. Now, you had little pieces.
They drafted Kukoc.
Right, so, but they had little pieces. Okay, fine, that's one off.
Yeah,
but Rodman.
Yeah. Rodman.
You had the point guard, too, Ron Harper came in.
But
those were small pieces that came in.
But see, the thing with Jordan was people didn't like – the knock on Jordan was he rode you. Jordan made you play to his level. Everybody wasn't great as Jordan. But as long as you were
close.
As long as you were on the same team as Michael Jordan, you didn't have any excuses. And what he did, he kicked your ass in practice every day.
Yep.
You know what's funny about that whole thing with Jordan? Because, he wasn't the easiest. Imagine social media back then when Jordan was
playing. Oh, no, it would have been brutal.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my point is, Jordan didn't have, all right, he's an all-star. I want him to come play with me. That didn't happen. And now LeBron's done it twice. He's getting ready to do it a third time.
Fun fact for y'all. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying. He's going to do it a third time. So, you know, it's not the same thing because people come to LeBron. People didn't go to Jordan.
Jordan and Allen Iverson. I just read this yesterday. It was crazy. Jordan and Allen Iverson are the only two MVPs that's never had an MVP play with them.
Yeah, since 1970.
Since 1970.
Wow.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, Jordan had one of the best players ever played a game, but
and you know what,
Jordan, top 75.
And you know what? Jordan never had a 20-point-per-game score either.
No.
No.
Scottie didn't average 20 a game.
Mm-hmm. Not until he wasn't playing.
Right. His first year. Yeah, was like his first year.
Like as far as a 20-point player beside him, Jordan's never had that.
Allen Iverson.
Ain't that crazy?
Allen Iverson, all the help he had, he just got rid of.
That's true. He ran them off.
I always thought Allen Iverson had good players too, yeah. People fight me on that one. I'm like, what,
he had good pieces. I mean, Eric Snow was good at the time.
No, no, I'm talking about like the Larry Hughes's, the Tony Kukoc, the Derek Coleman's.
I'll give you one even better. Jerry Stackhouse was good. The only thing with them two,
they were almost like the same type of player, two volume shooters.
The Jerry Stackhouse, this is when, I want to say after Detroit. It's either before Detroit or after Detroit. Jerry Stackhouse was that dude in Philly.
It was after Detroit,
yeah. I think.
Yeah. And then you had a Tim Thomas, which wasn't all too great.
I like Tim Thomas. I always like Tim
But Thomas. he was a consistent 15-point scorer. If the leash was loose, he could get you 20.
But on the flip side of that, once all those so-called pretty good guys left, he went to the finals with nothing.
But
I credit a lot of that to Larry Brown, who I don't think I've ever mentioned on the show. He's like one of my favorite coaches ever.
Oh, I know.
Larry Brown coached that team.
And not only, even though he coached my team, I think his best was in Philly.
Yeah.
I think his best coaching came when he was in
Philly. That season was his best. I mean, but who did they have that year in the East?
The East was horrible.
It was really
bad. The East was horrible. He took an old Mutombo.
Dalibert.
Was he on that? Yes, he was on that team.
Yes, he was.
George Lynch, Matt Geiger, Eric Snow, Aaron McKee.
He took them to the finals. And they would – it wasn't that they wasn't – he was out-coached. They just had more talent.
And that's another thing. In that finals with the Lakers, Larry out-coached Phil.
Yeah.
Phil just had
– Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, there you go.
You had Shaq, Kobe, and a triangle.
Because remember, all those games were competitive. But in the end, overall talent will win.
Well, you had Big Shot Ori, too.
Yeah. But a lot of those games were pretty close, man. Larry coaches behind off on that.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then, you know, people don't understand, like, when Phil – the first three-peat with the Lakers – like, Phil had to get the old remnants from the Bulls, like Horace Grant and Ron Harper, to effectively run that triangle.
Phil was good at that, though, man. I do respect Phil. I think he's one of the greatest ever. That whole Knicks thing kind of put some dents in his legacy. But overall. Because a lot of people, now you got a lot of. Some of the younger generation thinking Phil's this overrated coach just because of what happened in New York. Oh, no.
Phil is a good coach.
He is.
That year, Milwaukee Bucks finished second in the East. That's year Ray Allen,
Big there. Dog, and Sakisell. That was a pretty good team.
And then
they had
the
Vince.
Heat was third.
And they had Vince and the Raptors in the conference finals, I think.
Yep. Right, yeah. That's when Vince shot a jumper.
Remember, Vince went and graduated in North Carolina that day, then flew to Philly for the game because there's a whole big controversy about that.
Yeah, and Miami had Bruce Bowen, Ricky Davis, Todd Fuller for NC State. Mm. AC Green was still playing. I forgot about it. Eddie House, Eddie Jones, Dan Marley, Anthony Mason, Alonzo.
That team was tough.
That was a tough team that year. That was third.
And literally.
That team was tough.
Literally tough, yeah.
But.
Wow. Just not enough scoring on those Miami teams back then. Just not enough scoring.
Not enough firepower. That Eddie Jones, he was still.
Eddie Jones was good, man. Especially the Lakers. LeVar Ball says he is the best coach ever before his team's AAU game.
Is this more Lavar?
That's what I'm saying.
Evil genius, man. Anything to get the cameras rolling on, to keep the cameras rolling on them, man.
Yep. Rex Ryan says the Bills will surprise some people this year.
I don't believe anything Rex Ryan says, LeVar.
LeVar. Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan.
The defensive genius who went to Buffalo made the defense worse.
And then the best one I've heard, Leonard Williams of the Jets, says the Jets can win the Super Bowl sooner than later. What are you smoking?
This is
Look, I'm not. That's not even a Lance or LeVar. That's crack. Is that even a choice? That's crack.
No, we can add.
And they did do drug testing right before.
Yeah.
Before training camp. Okay.
That's crack.
All right. Some other news. We'll get NFL news. Then we'll preview. John Fox says for the first time in Chicago, he likes all these guys. first time in Chicago, he likes everybody?
I didn't like everybody either, though. I didn't like everybody either.
You've been the coach for four. This is the fourth season, right?
Fourth season?
You just now liking people?
Well, you finally got rid of Melancholy Cutler.
That's true.
Yep.
So his yeah. So when he leaves, that depressed feeling is out of there.
That's very true.
I like this team. We're not gonna do a damn thing. I'm not saying that. But I hope Glennon. I hope I win that bet.
Oh,
but,
we're yeah. Because the boy is not even gonna make the team. Osweiler is not even gonna make the team.
Oh, you weren't here during the NFL season, huh? Boy. Osweiler. I used to dog him on the show.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But no, they got Kessler as a starter right now.
Cody Kessler. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway.
I agree.
I like this team too. I like the rebuild. I hated what we did in the draft though, but we'll see. We'll see how that works out in the
Mitchell Trubisky.
And I'm glad they're bringing him along slow.
Yeah. They too.
They got him third string on the good.
Good. Who's second? Oh, Sanchez. Yeah. Garbage Sanchez. Yeah. Sanitation.
I tried to like stay away from
my bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, who is promised an NFL job for the rest of his career so he doesn't sue the Jets.
He stays in the league, man. He does. I give him that.
And then yesterday there was a trade. Cardale Jones got traded from the Bills to the Chargers for a seventh round.
Heir apparent to Phillip Rivers. I want to see what Cardale Jones can do.
This is a great – I love the move.
Me too.
He learns from Rivers a couple years. He learns how to be a quarterback.
Rivers gets a bad rap from a lot of people. I like Phillip Rivers.
He keeps throwing to us every week, every year. Yeah.
He doesn't have any receivers. If you were playing football with the local flag football league at the Y, you don't throw an interception or two also.
What is his career, like 48,000 yards or something like that?
Yeah.
Something crazy like that?
And he's throwing it to nobody.
Yeah, Phillip. Phillip's nice, dude. I like Phillip, man.
And every year, like, the only consistent person he's thrown to is Gates.
Yeah.
And he's been hurt lately.
And the only thing I don't like about, and I'm not saying I don't like it about Phillip Rivers, but, man, he should have won a Super Bowl before Eli and Ben.
I agree.
He should have won a Super Bowl before both of them.
Last year, he was 33-21 pick, so it was a little bit high, but he also was hurt. And I mean, he makes excuses, man. Whatever.
Still 2-1.
Year before, it's 29-13. So career, it's 314-156, so it's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Eli's, I think it's better than Eli's.
Way better than Eli's.
He's better than Eli's.
Eli's led the league in interceptions like three times.
Yep. Vikings and defensive Everson Griffin agreed to a 4-year, $58 million extension, $34 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. I like that. He's good.
Yeah.
He's real good.
I told y'all last week the Jags would sign the offensive lineman to a really bad contract. They did.
They did. I saw that.
They signed Mike Linder, highest paid center in NFL history, 5-year, $51.7 million extension. Why are you paying a center that much money?
Something they see that we don't.
I don't even think we're paying Travis Frederick that much money when he comes up for a contract.
A center?
Well, you got to get your money, man.
No, I know you got to get money, but, man, you got to work.
You're not going to blame Blake Bortles for underachieving on us.
No. That's true.
Oh, they still have him, right?
Yeah,
unfortunately.
This will be his last run. Cowboys Jordan Lewis found not guilty on domestic violence and assault and battery counts. Woo! I mean, great. He'll be on the team.
Yeah, he'll be on the team. It's better than the nipple guy.
David Irving. Cowboys and Lyle Collins agreed to a 2-year extension through 2019. I love it. I'm glad we keep Collins.
Yeah, I like that too. Wasn't he the one that supposedly got in that trouble and he didn't even get drafted?
Yep. He ended up in Dallas.
That's why I like this move even better.
Cowboys signed running back Ronnie Hillman, we talked about earlier. Listen, he's going to just be there for training camp. That's it.
Preseason training camp. Yeah. Unless, I don't even know why we keep McFadden around.
I don't either. Morris is who we need to keep. McFadden, he got 1,000 yards the year before Zeke, so we got to give him that.
Yeah, but we pieced that. McFadden is holding on by a thread.
Yep.
And I was high on McFadden. I was very high
coming
on
out.
I was very high on McFadden. And you know, no behavior issues. It's just, I just, oof.
Yeah.
He had a couple of thousand yard seasons too, didn't he?
Yeah. Oakland, he had a couple of thousand yard seasons. Then he had a thousand yard season in Dallas.
He's been okay. Nothing.
But he should. I mean, he was projected to be.
If the talent Oakland has now was there when he was there, we say McFadden is a top five back.
You know who reminds me of coming in the league? Fournette kind of reminds me of McFadden. But he's a little bit bigger.
I hope Fournette doesn't. He's going to be a 1,500 yard guy by default. He's literally the offense.
That's true.
Who's that?
Leonard Fournette.
Fournette.
They have overcrowded backfield too.
Yeldon.
Yeldon, that's right, the other one.
But Fournette, they're putting their hope in Fournette.
Yeah, because they let go of Denari Robinson.
Which
Shoelace.
Yeah, I like Shoelace.
We were looking at Denari Robinson before we signed Hillman.
He switched positions too. Yeah. He had a running back, yeah.
Broncos make John Elway highest paid GM in NFL with new 5-year deal.
Good move.
That's a good move. Yep.
Good move.
Absolutely win the Super Bowl.
John is gonna make you win.
Last week, B3 Exponent said do not draft a Broncos running back. And that sticks the form. Broncos running back Devontae Booker out 6 to 8 weeks with wrist injury. So don't draft Booker.
CJ Anderson.
He'll be hurt week two.
CJ Anderson.
You know what?
Yeah.
I got to get into fantasy football for the first time. I never did fantasy football.
All right.
I got to get into it this year. I said that 2 years ago. I got to get into fantasy football.
You'll be surprised, man. Yeah. You'll be surprised.
You played it? You,
I play it. The league that I was in, it was a $500 pot, and you had to manage five teams. And that was fun.
The money leagues, huh?
That was fun.
We'll have to get y'all to play in the CSB league. You got to make sure you check on your team. But we'll put you in there.
Yeah, it's a
free league, so we none of that. I do have money leagues, but I keep those separate.
Since I'm starting, I'm starting the money leagues for a while, since I'm just a newbie.
I tell all the people that want to do fantasy football, don't start off doing DraftKings.
No.
People aren't that hard.
You'd be like, yo, Aaron Rodgers. $50. What? No. What?
Yeah. Check us out, you know, every week, every Thursday, every Monday, 2 p.m. every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. every Monday. And follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas, and we'll see y'all there. Have a great week in sports, and you catch us everywhere.